Hi, welcome to day two. And we're going to go a little bit further today. What I'd really love you to learn is the ability to self-regulate. That means to regulate your nervous system. And this is an exercise that also helps your heart rate variability. What we're going to do is we're going to breathe through the nose this time, and we're going to be breathing 5 seconds in and 5 seconds out. Now, one of the most marvelous things about breath is that when you give your attention to it, you're already regulating your nervous system. And the reason we're picking this length of breath is because experiments have been done by the HeartMath Institute in California that show not only does it help your heart rate variability, but it also keeps you in a more of an equanimous state. Now, those of you who are meditators might know that you generally end up breathing a very long, slow breath when you're meditating. And those of you that have high anxiety know that you generally get a very short, choppy breath when you're upset or unnerved. So, how do we make the nervous system less nervous? We use a repetitive breath that helps us calm. And repetition is important, not just in the moment that you're using it, it's also important to reinform your subconscious mind. So if you're used to getting upset in certain circumstances, you're more likely to get upset in certain circumstances, right? It's like when you know you keep losing your keys, then you'll probably lose your keys because you're not thinking in a way that you can find them. So what we're going to use this breath for is to really calm the waters. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it after we've done a minute or two together. Now, I'm going to count with my left hand for you, and I'm going to count in, two, three, four, five, out, two, three, four, five. Okay? And you might find the first time round, just to let you know, you might run out of breath too soon, or you might not have enough by the time I'm at five. So just top it up or let it go and get ready for the next one and see if you can get it a little bit closer next time round. Okay? Okay, here we go. One, two, three. Inhale. Two, three, four, five. Exhale. Two, three, four, five. Inhale, two, three, four, five. Exhale, two, three, four, five. Inhale, two, three, four, five. Exhale, two, three, four, five. Inhale, two, three, four, five. Exhale, two, three, four, five. Inhale, two, three, four, five. Exhale, two, three, four, five. Inhale, two, three, four, five. Exhale, two, three, four, five. Inhale, two, three, four, five. Exhale, two, three, four, five. Inhale, two, three, four, five. Exhale, two, three, four, five. Inhale, two, three, four, five. Exhale, two, three, four, five. Inhale, two, three, four, five. Exhale, two, three, four, five. Inhale, two, three, four, five. Exhale, two, three, four, five. Inhale, two, three, four, five, and exhale, relax. So, what happens Did you find that you were a little out of time in the beginning, but as we went on longer, you get better? Because that's actually usually what happens. And the first few days, it's a bit like that. You could either take this recording and use it for yourself, or you could use your telephone and have a watch in front of you and count out the numbers yourself so you can get it right. And you only need them for the first three or four times. After that, you get so used to it that you do it automatically. Now, here's what happens. When you do this regularly, by the time you've done 3 or 4 days, you're going to find yourself returning to this breath whenever you feel dislodged or upset or activated. It's going to be your go-to breath. Then the good news is, after you've done it about 3 weeks, it becomes your what I call come from breath. It becomes your natural way of breathing. So actually, everything changes. Your whole perspective changes. You become calmer, you become more balanced, you become more equanimous in the way that you see life. And anytime you feel any kind of threat, like your boyfriend or your girlfriend says something unkind, or the bus conductor is not nice to you, or whatever, the cashier ignores, whenever you feel any kind of charge, you just come back to that breath again. And you'll find that you have a new way of living life. Now, the frequency with which you need to do it is first thing in the morning when you wake up, last thing before you go to sleep, and then during the middle of the day, sometime when you haven't had something to eat. And just to give you to refer back to the example that I used in our actual discussion earlier on, this is how I helped a young man who had psychosis after an ayahuasca experience. This is the breath that helped him come back into regulation again. So please take it with you, share it freely, check out the HeartMath Institute, and I think on our website you can find this breath. You can find a recording if you want to use it again.